What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Week 7 Swolecast here on RotoGrinders.com. We are prepared. I just was in a cage match and dominated Alvin Ziedenfeld. Like, he might have won six figures this week, but he got dominated in the cage match. So it's two shows in one day for Soccer Dave.
Are you? I literally call that a Wednesday, Dave. But are you chewing right now?
No. I was eating a little bit of a snack. Peter, you don't understand, but when you have like shows like back to back, pretty much, like, you just have to eat when you can, basically.
I literally know how that goes, Dave.
Yeah. No, you eat like a salad. You eat like a salad and like stuff your mouth.
I just had some beef jerky and a kiwi.
So I had a beef jerky. Yeah. Just grabbed this from the snacks department here at Rotor Grinders. They might nice, have to update the budget.
Nice 1100 calorie lunch for Dave, keeping it tight over there.
They call it Snacks HQ.
This is an RX bar, and this is
look at the calorie content on the
300
RX
calories,
bar.
Davis. Read a book.
Hey,
Davis, I do want to say real quick, Dan, I'll let you get to your point, but real quick, Davis, I do want to say you're brave. I see the sweatshirt that you're wearing right now.
I did it on purpose. I didn't know if I wanted to go with the Mahomes jersey or the Chiefs. The big point I wanted to get across on this show is we are being absolutely robbed of the Chiefs versus the Giants not being on the main slate, because all the sheep would be scared of Mahomes, Tyreek, Kelce, and Hardman, and would have been generational wealth, and we are missing on generational wealth.
Yeah, it was tough when the Titans just curb stomped the Chiefs on Sunday. That was tough. And for you to respond by wearing the sweatshirt in the presence of a Titans fan and Derek Henry truther like myself, I respect that. So kudos to you.
I think, let's take it easy on Davis. Now that Mahomes isn't a top five quarterback anymore, he's having a rough go of it.
I'm already crafting my tweet for Monday night when Mahomes has six touchdowns. I bet you are.
Tuttle, how are you doing today?
Oh, you ready for me now?
Yeah, like, you have to get out my Titans KC talk before we start the show. But yeah, we're ready for you.
I mean, my question was insignificant. I just wanted to know what Better Collective did for you guys in the office. Supposedly there was supposed to be some sort of surprise to celebrate the switching of HR software. And I want to know what I missed out on being a real employee.
I had a Five Daughters Bakery donut this morning, and it was pretty good. We have yesterday,
how many calories was that one? Kitchen. Tight, like,
we've got a new office assistant, Danielle, who's just absolutely crushing it. And she, her catering on Tuesdays has been phenomenal. Yesterday was Vietnamese.
Yeah, see, this is crap. We don't even get catered Tuesdays, the remote guys.
It sucks. We also have a channel where literally we put in the snacks that we want from Amazon, just a link, and they automatically get ordered, and they're delivered to Snacks HQ. So, yeah, it's pretty good life over here, Corporate Dave.
Yeah, keep pumping those Benny's bags over there. Also, do you know what I realized, guys? This show falls in between spooky season. Like, I don't know, is this supposed to be our Halloween episode, or is next Wednesday?
It would have been this one.
Yeah.
Who does Halloween stuff after? That's Thanksgiving.
Well, no one was really in the mood to be spooky today. So
actually,
it seems like,
you know what? That would be the contrarian play. We should do that. Next week's show.
November 2nd, the Halloween episode.
It's our Halloween show. Pete,
I got to get the donkey mask out again. I mean, that's the only time I get to wear it.
Coming up with these good ideas. I don't have a Halloween costume for this Sunday, and I have thought about taking the time to either create a Mooncat costume or like something something Derrick Henry theme. But at the end of the day,
please do a Mooncat costume.
Please do the Mooncat costume. And then Pete and I, we could do purrs, and we could have like battle of feline supremacy. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. People that are coming to this show, make sure you hit that like, subscribe button. I don't know why. Someone last week saying, I just now stumbled on your show. There's no way you guys survive. And I was like, listen, I would like for that to be the truth, but we're here.
Have we been doing this for a decade yet?
Almost. And in DFS terms, in NFT terms, we're like a third or fourth decade, probably.
Do you think Cal and Cam and Dan even watch this show anymore? No. Like, is anyone even checking in on us?
No.
Oh, Cam and Cal watch the show. Like Dan, he should, but Cam and Cal watch the show every week. And Cal, they both wanted to be like in studio for this, like the live part of the live studio audience for today's show. Because
I did see Cam's behind the scenes video the other day. Yeah, yeah.
They love it. It's like, they probably know it's not the most, the best like financial decision.
You know what RG Brass loves? They love the Gilcast, and they love my free labor on the Gilcast.
No,
Davis, please, enough about your free labor. You actually filling out pay stubs for this show. But yeah, I think it's like a guilty pleasure of theirs, because there's no way. There's no way this is a financially sound decision for the show. No, knowing what like the increased salaries of Davis and Pete.
Yeah, yeah, really holding their feet to the iron with my salary demands.
Well, that's why I did concrete research for Overzet's overview of the week. Now that I know that Brass is watching.
Yeah, I want to get into that, but first, one of the sponsors of the show, BetMGM. BetMGM, use a promo code GrindersBets. You bet $10, you get $200 instantly on BetMGM. Someone said last week BetGM, but there goes Tuttle.
Tuttle's over it.
Right during the read, yeah, he's out of here. What if Tuttle like held out? He said it called his agent and like, I'm not coming back.
Just like a Kyrie Irving situation.
Yeah, like until you guys meet my demands. Like, what would they be? What would his demands be if they?
Oh, we got a Halloween buddy.
Gosh,
look at this guy.
You tend to suck up the protons or the ghosts with your proton pack.
Look at that! In a vacuum, Jalen Hurts is the best play on the slate.
It's pretend. He said.
Did he say Soccer Dave? Did he say Uncle Soccer Dave? I love it. Davis is like had this like awkward look on his face because he is the absolute worst with kids. So
I mean, I wish that I could tell you that this is something that you're wrong about and that you're overreacting, but I really am not particularly good with children.
All right.
Tell us the story again, real quick, with your daughter and Davis.
Oh yeah, I wanted my dysfunctional son to meet my actual daughter. So when we brought Davis to Nashville, Kara went up to him and he legit scooted to the other side of the couch to get as far away as possible from her on his phone. She is like 1.5.
Dave has this great picture of me on the side of the couch looking at my phone, like full shoulders turned away, his daughter in the middle of the couch, like reaching for me, and I'm just like,
yeah. Which now looking back, it's like maybe that was a precursor for her like making the right decisions in life. So that was then, this is now, we're still here, and we're gonna make the right decisions for your lineups this week. So to start that off, I want to get to Overzet's overview.
I thought I was gonna lose my job. One of our co-hosts pre-show said this slate was ass, and I said, hey, let's save it for the Overzet overview of the week. I do know what my colleague was referencing, though. We only have two totals that are encroaching 50 points or higher. That is the Titans and the Colts and the Bucks and the Saints. It stinks that we have such a bad slate because we only have two teams on bye. We are past the Bye-mageddon, the Bye-pocalypse, the Bye-sage, Bye-2K is in the rearview mirror for now. We have two interesting plays at the top of the running back slate in Derrick Henry, who gets most of his points from throwing touchdowns now, and Alvin Kamara, who is a true workhorse. We also are headed toward another Rams chalk week with Cooper Kupp and Darrell Henderson being popular. And I regret to tell everyone that looking at the tight ends, it might be Dan Arnold Sisson.
No. There is another $2,800 tight end that is
he's got a hurt shoulder. He's got a hurt shoulder.
He was at practice. He was at practice.
Yeah. All right. If we could keep like Derrick Henry, Titans, Jonnu talk to under 15 minutes.
This is legit. First of all, in the models, he is like one of the top optimal tight ends. So Davis, I feel like we have to talk about him. Second of all, there's a guy named Dan Orlovsky. Davis, you know who he is? You just learned about him this week.
He's been on my show, bud.
Okay. All right. So
episode 21 of the Take Cast, Dan Orlovsky.
He would you say is a football guy?
He's something. I'll tell you what.
That was the worst plug for a Take Cast episode I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Come on my show. I'll trash you afterwards.
Real quick. Anyways, he said, this was a couple hours ago. He said, one of the best things about the Patriots offense lately is they have figured out how to use Jonnu Smith. He's become a quote unquote, get the ball in his hands guy. And instead of running a route to get
did he delete that take just like his Penei Sewell over Ja'Marr Chase takes or
it's become we will get you open.
How are we starting the show with Jonnu Smith?
You go make plays yards after catch afterwards. You discounting Jonnu Smith and saying it's not a part of the show, Davis, is just it's just wrong.
No, it's always a part of the show.
Yeah. All right. Anyways, this is a forward-looking show, but I did want to say,
do you want to just while we're here, do you want to book Dan Arnold versus Jonnu Smith bets?
I think Davis already owes me $25 from the Titans covering the spread last week.
Did we do that?
You should pay me $50. There should be like a punishment for how
A points bet, like a scaling.
Yeah.
It was, hey, let's talk about ridiculous. MGM here, Davis.
Pete.
Yeah,
I saw that you played Tyreek over Cooper Kupp last week. Yikes.
Ooh, hate to
Kitchen,
see it.
You never listen.
Kitchen, you don't have enough to do if you're watching my content.
You hear that, Callan Cam? He doesn't have enough to do.
To be honest, it came on in the van after the other YouTube video that I was watching.
Oh, I'm glad the algorithm knows your taste.
I just left it on. The algorithm's working, though, for sure.
Yeah, it was a tough scene, Kitchen. I haven't been playing Cooper Kupp, and it feels like Derrick Henry in previous years where the price and ownership just keeps going up. I keep fading, and I just get it shoved down my throat every week.
All right. This is the week of opportunity. This is what I've called it. If you watch the cage match with me and Al Smiz, you know I'm calling it the week of opportunity because there's a whole lot of new opportunities, new chapters, people getting a new lease on the season, and I'm absolutely here for it. Tuttle, what are your takes on this week?
Oh, it's an excellent one, yeah. So excited for it. Just filled with great plays and things of nature.
Can we go back to your high school graduation speech? Which of these guys are stepping into this new opportunity? I'm not seeing the theme here.
Kenneth Gainwell.
Okay.
Boston Scott.
He's getting new opportunities. Maybe Boston Scott.
Jordan Howard.
Brandon Jonnu Smith is getting a new lease on life. Brandon Cooks with a new quarterback. You've got...
this theme is trash.
No, DJ.
Yeah,
Moore,
this is why I was thrown off.
And Calvin Ridley, like they're gonna like this is a week of
what are the new opportunities? They've been getting peppered with targets every single week.
That's gonna happen this week. Devonta Smith, it's gonna happen. These double digit targets for these guys, it's going to happen this week. They've got lots of opportunities, and we're here to capitalize on it. So, Davis, what's your take for these top? Some of these top implied team totals.
I mean, I guess my take would be that it's a week of trying to figure out if you want to do bring backs or not and how you think the teams in these huge spreads are going to play. Specifically, we have the Los Angeles Rams, gigantic spread, against the Giants in that huge spread. Stafford got there on only 28 passing attempts, but that was also Daryl Henderson's best game of the season. But that was, that Giants game. Kupp had 37 12 targets, 130 yards, two touchdowns. So you kind of got to basically have to thread that needle of like, can Kupp get that production done in the first half? And then we also have the Bills and the Bills Dolphins game. I guess my take would be, I feel probably a little bit more comfortable with bringbacks there. Not because I expect the Dolphins to be like that competitive or anything, but Tua has been so accurate that he's been which on DraftKings just matters. If you're completing 70% of your passes, even if you're getting, you know, stomped up and down, that's easier for, you know, Gesicki or Jalen Waddle or Gaskin or whatever to catch like eight passes, which makes them, you know, more appealing bring backs than like the Texans, where, you know, I mean, that we're just not going to see that stuff from them. And then the other interesting decision point is like, if Lions Eagles ends up getting chalky, do you just try to make bets on, you know, Tampa Bay Saints, you know, Jacksonville, Seattle was one I was thinking about before I talked to Drewby this morning. He was like, dude, both these teams want to run like 47 plays in that game. So I think he talked me out. There's not like an obvious, not only is there not an obvious like stack, but there's not even an obvious like get off the chalk stack either.
You heard it here first, everybody. You get more points for completing passes than not completing passes.
Well, I was just like, the point I was making was the Dolphins have an 18.5 point team total. The Texans have a 16.5 point team total, but you would expect the Dolphins players to have way more fantasy points because of the way they call their offense. Like the Texans are going to complete like 17 passes in this game. Tua might complete 33 passes in a 14 point loss.
The Waddle 13 reception game for 50 yards.
Yeah. Exactly.
Quarterback is gross this week. It feels like really, really gross, Peter.
Really? I mean, I guess we don't have some of those top end options, but I think Allen and Hurts both look good to me. I think the Brady and Herbert double stacks look good to me. Stafford will be popular. I think Darnold and Trevor Lawrence look like decent values. You know, some of us see opportunity on this slate and we see new beginnings for some of these quarterbacks.
T-Law would be an opportunity guy. We're talking about, I'm down without Matt Ryan, an opportunity guy at under 6K. And if we want to go super gross, you know who might be the ultimate opportunity guy?
Don't say Case Justin Keenum. Fields.
No, this guy is elite.
Mike White is starting, but Kitchen, you've really betrayed your brand because old David Kitchen would have caped up for $4,900 Case Keenum in cash. You've like lost this integral bit of the Swolecast.
I thought Flacco was starting over White, so what do I know?
Tell me you took Flacco in the cage match.
No, I didn't.
who was your quarterback in the cage match?
I took Matt Ryan. I think that this is going to be the week for Ryan Ridley. And did a little mini correlate. You guys know, as a GPP enthusiast of the show, like Davis talked about not doing bringbacks. That's ridiculous. Anytime you want to win a tournament, you have to do it.
No, I think
a two-person tournament?
I mean, I just like a little general strategy thing. I think the field has generally overbringed backs at this stage, and
they've overbrought it back.
And more importantly, the bringbacks work for, like, for example, the Dolphins situation. I think the bringbacks are pretty obviously good and they're priced appropriately, but like $5,300 Khalif Raymond, like, no, thank you. As the Hurts Devonta Smith bringback.
I legit week one got laughed off the stage, Davis, for saying, have bringbacks gone too far? And now you're saying,
well, it's because
bringbacks have
thinking,
gone too
you're
far.
You're not like thinking about the game from like a structural perspective. You're just saying things. So that's why we laughed at you.
All right. Tuttle, what's your take on quarterback this week?
Has anyone touted Sam Darnold yet? Because I'm partially...
I think Peter
partially
did.
Here for it.
I listed like seven names. I'll let Tuttle get the actual tout in.
He Matic,
yeah,
for sure.
If we're looking like under the 6K, we mentioned it's pretty ugly down there. If you want super ugly, go with the Darnold, Robbie Anderson bounce back stacks, and ride it to $1 million.
Yeah,
there it is.
Probably not, but.
You could go. Okay. So the other real ugly one is Jared Goff.
Isn't Wentz the gross quarterback play against Dave's Titans?
Yeah.
Yeah. How the Titans went from really bad secondary to you can't play Carson Wentz at 5.2K like, against
you
them
got
at
you
home.
You have Wentz, Pittman, and then you just do the AJ Brown bring back, the GPP bros do Julio Jones as the GPP bring back.
Dude, did Julio make it through last game?
No. Mm-mm, he did not. Hamstring.
Did he actually not?
He didn't.
It's AJ Brown season. They don't even need Julio.
I'll ask Pete this, since he's the only other one that's thought about the slate like this. Is chalk Jalen Hurts just like so bad? Like, is a 14% owned Jalen Hurts with a 11% owned Devonta Smith just like no good?
Yeah, I think so, because we had been getting Hurts at like 7 to 8% as like the third or fourth quarterback, and now just like the narrative's out that his floor is so high, and I think I'm probably out on him there. What I think is interesting for how people handle Hurts is because either Sanders or Gainwell will project very well. It will Devonta Smith become popular as the stack option with him, or is it just going to be Hurts and Goddard? If that's the case, then maybe just playing Devonta Smith as the one-off is the play.
Well, if you tell me that Goddard is like twice as owned as Devonta Smith, I'm actually way more interested in it, because Smith can get there on, you know, gets the bonus, scores a touchdown, you know, 24-25 is fine. And then Hurts, you know, if he gets 260 passing yards, 60 rushing yards, and a rushing touchdown, is like going to be probably one of the best quarterback values on the slate. Jalen Hurts is the only quarterback who's been a quarterback one every start this year.
I think Devonta is going to be a lot chalkier than Goddard, just because like if you look at the receivers between 5 and 6K, it's like Cooks and then like a bunch of vanilla wide receivers like T. Higgins and Jacoby Myers, and then like you're not playing those guys. Like those
I think there's going to be some popular options there. People will want to play Pittman after his big game. Jacoby
Pittman
Myers
is going to be the chalk. Yeah,
is going to be the popular bring back for that Chargers game. But yeah, if Devonta and Goddard are close together, then it gets a lot harder. But if there's a gap between those, I'm definitely happy to go back to Devonta Smith.
All right, let's make a lineup on DraftKings.com.
DraftKings.com/NFL.
Yep. They've got a variety of contests, even some free contests.
That it? Oh, baby, we got a 10K MVP challenge presented by Visa. Let's go.
I wonder, Visa, they're the ones who bought the CryptoPunk, right?
Yep. Not a Mooncat, though.
Yet. We'll probably have like
Dave,
one of
does
these
it does it hurt
random
you? Does
credit it building credit cards that purchase the Mooncats.
Does it hurt you that people are on NFT Twitter today are talking about how bad the auction houses are? They're crapping on Sotheby's, bro.
Yeah, because they're not educating their users. But Davis, I don't want to get into that. I'm going to get into the auction.
Invite them to the Discord so they can learn, right?
Yeah.
It's all about the community, Tuttle. That's what you got to remember.
That's right.
Sotheby's came right, accurately. So
Peter's building this by hand on his phone.
Right, that's what I do, Dave.
Nimble fingers.
It's amazing. So, Pete, you start.
You know what?
Yeah.
I want to play Stefon Diggs.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Too afraid of Xavier Howard?
Oh, shit. I forgot to pull up PFF before the show. I did everything for the Overzet overview except looking at the cornerback matchups.
Man.
So you want to
really,
switch up to
Manny
Sanders?
We've really lost that bit.
I've seen.
Davis, a bit is something you have to keep hammering, even when it feels uncomfortable.
I know. That's on me. That's also part of it.
We lost it when Davis didn't know how to click the right buttons.
So actually, what happened is DK Metcalf sons Jalen Ramsey in that Sunday night game, and no one's been saying it anymore. The narrative, like, people are not doing this analysis anymore because it's so embarrassingly bad. So it's like, there's not like, I can't rage against the machine with the bit because the machine broke down.
All right. So are you staying with Stephon Diggs or you want to go to Manny Sanders or?
I am going to take Jalen Waddle. Mini correlation.
Little mini, baby.
Jalen Waddle is not going to be chalked this week because Pittman and T. Higgins are right there, but I think he's got, I mean, he's got similar ceilings to both of them, maybe even a better ceiling than Pittman.
All right. Tuttle?
I would actually like David to go first.
So you can mop up his mistakes.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to have to save a little bit of money to get some of these high price guys in there. There's going to be a guy. He is, I don't want to talk about best balls and be arrested, but I will say that I have another vested interest in this fella. And if you're running back and you're the pass catching running back for Jalen Hurts at only 5K, I'm going to play you against Detroit. And that's Kenneth Gainwell.
I mean, what's the latest on Sanders right now? It sounds like he's going to play, right?
Didn't practice today. He's listed as week to week. I don't think he's going to play.
Okay.
There's no way
he was like crying when he was taken off the field or something.
Yeah. If you cry, you cannot play the fall. That
is true. Those are the rules. Yeah.
All right, Tuttle. You ready? Or you want to skip me?
Well, I was hoping you would take quarterback so I didn't have to get ugly with it.
Okay. You can take a running back if you want, or a tight end,
or defense.
I'm trying to see if this gives us enough.
Oh boy! All right. Well,
I'm going to go Darnold and DJ Moore.
Okay.
I'm not even going to lie. I do actually love this. Darnold play is whatever, but DJ Moore is in an all time. You know, they forgot about DJ Moore slate.
Yeah, this is. This is a new opportunity for him, I feel like. After the past 3 weeks, he needs to pick it up a little bit.
All right.
New opportunity, yep.
It's all about new opportunities. I will let someone else do the bring back for this cash game lineup. And I need to block Dave before he tries to put Johnny Smith in this. So let's make this an all – a Darnold and Arnold lineup here and put Dan Arnold in.
Hey, Arnold. Hey, Darnold.
Love to see it.
Well, I mean, does anybody want
to? All right. Well, I've got our bring back then. I'm taking my close personal friend. Used to have lunch with him. Used to play basketball with him. We shared more than that as well. If you're a fan of the show, you know. And I will be taking my guy, Cordarrelle Patterson, for 6,200 as our bring back.
Wait, did you guys used to hang out?
Yeah, we went to college together.
No,
I didn't know you actually hung out. I thought this was like...
No, there's no chance. There's no chance that CPAT knows who Davis is.
We're literally Facebook friends back from like when he was like just a normal guy.
Okay, so what? You sent him an invite and he clicked accept. Like, that doesn't tell you... You sound like Ben Pritchett right now. Like, Ben will show me, like, Zeke follows me on Twitter. And, like, who cares? Like,
no, I used to hang out with him and with Marcus Golden, who is a linebacker for the Giants. Now he was on the Cardinals.
How old are you? We're Facebook friends. Oh.
Because I was 18 then. That was before people were even, like, on Twitter.
Wait, but you said you went to lunch with him?
Yeah, because we both went to a junior college in Kansas before we went to bigger colleges.
So he knows who you are.
I mean, I don't know if he would know who I am now, but he would have then. He might. I don't know.
Get him on the take.
Send him a message, David.
This is not hard to believe. I don't get why Kitchen is.
I don't know why you're acting.
This isn't hard to believe at all.
No, because like Davis is acting like they're best buds, and I mean like this guy, dude, like, because they're Facebook friends.
2,000 people went to this school. Like everyone,
right? It's a JUCO.
Okay, well, send him a message, Davis, and report on your findings. See if he responds to your message.
Kitchen's just mad that he's not the one that's...
Kitchen just wishes he had a good story.
No. Yeah. You guys,
Kitchen's
you guys
always the guy, oh, my good friend.
You guys would be drilling me if I said, oh, we're Facebook friends.
I'm not saying we're good friends. I'm not saying we're good friends now or that we were ever good friends, but I used to hang out like generally around Cordarrelle Patterson when we were both at the same school.
Okay, now it's changing where you hang out generally around his vicinity. Yeah, we're LinkedIn colleagues.
All right, David, your pick.
Yeah. Great, great diatribe there, bud.
All right. So we
flex
got
in a defense.
Let's say we just use Jags D, Jags or Washington defense D, then we have enough. Ooh. We have 7,100. That gets us in the area of AJB. Probably too much for Calvin Ridley.
Don't.
We already have
trying
our
to rhyme
back,
right now.
100% is.
Okay, let's go. We already got Dan Arnold. So let's go Washington football team, and I'll let someone else pick the flex, the 7,400.
It's up to you, Pete.
All right, let's jam Debo.
Dude, Debo is like he's the Cooper Kupp, but like plays for a shitty team. Like his target share and his share of fantasy point production on that team is absurd. He just had 100 yards and a touchdown in a literal monsoon on like, and Jimmy Garoppolo stinks, dude. He stinks so bad.
You remember when people were drafting Ayuk before him in best balls?
Buddy, it just was the whole offseason. It was insane. I mean, I took Ayuk because I was like, I don't want to take Deontay Johnson. What the fifth round ended up being the dead. Did any fifth round pick get there, Pete? Like, is any fifth round pick good?
Fifth round pick. I mean, the quarterbacks were the only.
The only ones. Yeah, Josh Allen and.
Well, with Jamar Chase slipped into the fifth round there for a few weeks, which was the nuts.
Jay Ladd saying David's jealousy showing big time.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
I'm not jealous. I just find it funny that Davis has turned into a boomer.
Overnight. He's so jealous and triggered, he can't even steer the show to the running back position.
Like, we're 30 minutes through the show and 15 minutes
he's still caught on
in the kitchen.
And I don't have a fake heart out, but we need to be done by 3:30.
we do.
Okay, so other running backs. Tuttle, other running backs that you like this week? Who are some of the top running backs on the slate that you think you can build your lineups around?
Well, Henderson will be chalk. Once again,
like probably even more chalky than last week, to be honest.
Yeah. It kind of
played him over
Cooper
Kupp last week. It was a very bad choice.
Yeah. How were your lineups, Dave? Do you play a lot of Cooper Kupp? You have a screenshot, buddy.
I got that alert from
those second half showdowns
from Derek Carty in the, in the bet or the blitz Discord that Foster Moreau would be in all the optimal lineups. So that's who I built my lineups around. And we did very nice. Did very nice. I think I won like 5 or 6 figs.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. So yeah.
You Darryl don't Henderson. Know if it was between 5 or 6 figures. That's a pretty big difference.
I'm including the cents in that. But if you include the sense in that,
David is like the mole from the show. Like he tries to ruin the show actively every week.
Yep.
You guys are asking me how my lineups did.
All right, Tuttle, it's on you, bud.
DeAndre Swift, even at the price increase, is completely in play. Alvin Kamara at 8,700. There's another guy priced higher than Kamara that I will not talk about. CPAT surprisingly is now in play, which means he'll probably suck.
I was thinking the same thing. Like now that people are actually going to play him, it's like this is going to be the Mike Davis game.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Let me see on FanDuel what his price tag is. Did it actually come down? Yeah, he's 73. Gainwell. So the Gainwell Boston Scott thing is definitely interesting. Like we finally have a game here where the Eagles are favored.
They're playable, right?
Yeah, and favored. So it's like I've fallen into the trap before with these Eagles running backs that, and I think we even saw it last week after Sanders went down. I think Scott is going to be the early down back. I'm fairly confident that's going to be his role. But I do think Gainwell is going to be the guy that gets all the ownership. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. Like, depending on how you're using those two players, just construct your lineup appropriately, right? Like, use use Gainwell and more of like a come from behind type of build. And the Scott could be like a good
time. Yeah.
Yeah. And Scott could be like a good non Jalen Hurts one-off too as well.
So are you committing to say that you should fade Gainwell in favor of Scott for tournaments?
I think based on, you know, Wednesday at 2:06 Central and guessing on ownership, I would say I would prefer to have exposure to Boston Scott than I would Jalen Hurts and Gainwell.
I don't think either of them are going to end up being like real owned, like Gainwell, like 8-9% maybe.
No, well, Gainwell will easily be double digits. He'll probably get close to 20 would be my guess.
Kitchen is kind of like the canary in the coal mine for the chalk public. And once he put Gainwell in the light of five wins.
Yeah, there you go.
You're right.
Kitchen starting lineups with Jalen Hurts and Kenny Gainwell. You know,
Kitchen is the guy who would not be playing Mahomes if they were on the main slate. He'd be like, guys, I just don't know if we can trust it.
Davis, how'd that Mahomes play go last week?
I mean, he was bad.
Yes, he was.
great stuff, Dave. Really helping.
Well,
everyone.
Like, I mean, you're gonna mention Pat Mahomes.
You didn't even mention that I almost had a bonk last week because you don't even care.
Oh, I saw Smiz hit six figs, like actual six figs.
with the decibels side.
Smiz like. He optimized the video, how I made 140K on DraftKings. So, Davis, how much, like, did you want me to mention that you had a bonk? Is that why you brought that up? Did you want to talk about it?
I just thought you'd try and take credit for it. Be like, you know, you taught me how to make tournament lineups. Like, I thought that would be the direction you'd go with it.
Davis, this is.
What? This is really what was your hit, Davis? 8,000?
3,000. I was the Leonard Fournette 1 yard touchdown away from 25K. You love to see it.
Swolecast SEO overlords, please name this episode "How Davis Baddock Went $3,000 on DraftKings." No. Oh,
we've My gone last nightmare. Year from Davis mocking $60,000 annual salary jobs to this year, him almost bonking a tournament. So. Okay. Can we get to some other running back plays, Peter?
Sure. I feel like we've hit on a decent amount of them. I'm wondering if Austin Eckler is going to be the good pay up to be contrarian play at 7,900. I'm also curious where Jonathan Taylor's ownership comes in at 7,200. He might kind of be in that dead zone.
Weird price point.
Yeah. Or paying up. And then if you want to go cheap, I kind of like Zach Moss at 5,200, especially if Josh Allen and Diggs get steamed.
Yeah. And Gainwell.
I think my GPP bro play is Elijah Mitchell. I mean, the Bears are just hapless. The 49ers.
Aren't you worried about him losing passing work to Jamichael Hasty, Davis?
I mean, that really was never the thesis of Elijah Mitchell to begin with.
Playing non-pass catching running backs on DraftKings.
He was the third down back.
Yeah, I mean his work remained consistent. It was actually his best game on the ground. Expect both teams to try and run the ball a ton. It's so funny. The Bears are just like trying to run like 44 plays a game. They're like somehow more conservative than even the Seahawks and the Saints. But the 49ers. I mean, the forward pass is their enemy right now. Both of their quarterbacks they have can't really pass. So I think we'll have a very Damian Harris-esque workload here for Elijah Mitchell. And Elijah Mitchell is really fast and, can get there via long plays. Kind of Derrick Henry-esque, actually.
Glad you mentioned Derrick Henry. I won't say anything about him. But Ryan Bradley says, wouldn't take 100K for a ... haircut. Mentioning Davis infamously saying he wouldn't take $100,000 to cut his hair.
No one called my bluff, so.
Yeah. And then Pepe Sylvia saying Kitchen is a sharp on the show when Sammy isn't on. I appreciate that. Speaking of sharps, last week I recommended Ramondre Stevenson. I confirmed it with Peter, who gave me a boots on the ground take. And then Ramondre was a healthy scratch.
That's the Ramondre experience.
Yes. So Brandon Bolden is 4,500. If you want to chase down that box score,
please stop.
Why do you say
we're not touting? We're not touting Brandon Bolden on this show.
Okay.
Brandon Bolden has been in the NFL longer than we've been doing this full cast.
And that's why you don't want to tout him? Like, you tell me why you don't want to tout Brandon Bolden right now.
He got one carry last week and got five targets on one drive. It was completely incidental. Like, it's not a thing.
But the new opportunities could be arising.
New opportunities for a 32-year-old special teamer.
Tuttle, if Ramondre Stevenson is a healthy scratch this week, would you consider Brandon Bolden or even Damian Harris?
I'm good.
Dave, what I think is interesting is Derrick Henry.
Thank you, Peter.
I'm going to save you. Yeah. Derrick Henry is your personal brand. He's the highest testosterone play in all of fantasy. And yet today you're touting these low T pass catching backs. Kenny Gainwell, Brandon Bolden. Do you contain multitudes, or are you having?
No. These are guys I'm trying to figure out how to save salary while putting Derrick Henry and Cooper Kupp
wow.
in the lineup.
There are a couple cheap wide receivers out there that you can do that with.
Okay, we already gave you the cheap RB receivers. Options, man.
Yeah.
Tuttle, I feel like you need a hug right now, bud. I feel like
I just forgot how painful it is to do the show with you sometimes.
I'm giving you the opportunity to like.
It's like we can't talk like football for more than a minute at a time. And then
that's
we move
all
to the
we're
next
talking
antidote.
About right now. You are being, what's that British actor?
Here's the issue, Dave. We all have a very clear way of which we see the slate playing out, plays that are good, plays that are borderline. And then you literally bring up plays that not one person is considering and our brains short circuit because we don't even know how to, it's like when your fishy friend is texting you a lineup and you just text them back, looks good to avoid having a conversation with them about how bad it is.
All right.
But we're on a show and
for
we
you,
can't...
like if you were on
top
of your host game.
Let's talk about some wide receivers that you liked this week.
You would have queued somebody up to talk about Nick Chubb because that's relevant, right? New opportunities.
No, you interject. If I ask you about Brandon Bolden, you'd be a professional. You say, "Well, I don't really like Brandon Bolden, but here's a guy that I do like this week."
Be a professional.
For once, be a professional for once.
That's the guy that was still eating his protein bar on the show a few minutes ago.
All right, Tuttle. No, Davis, we'll go to you for some cheap wide receivers that you like this week. I tried to segue to wide receivers earlier.
Well, so there are a couple guys who are, you know, around 4,000 or less. Van Jefferson did see seven targets last week. Has clearly third in the hierarchy. He's like I would prefer doing Stafford, Kupp, Van Jefferson, instead of trying to force in Woods or Higbee. We have Traquan Smith who we got the good bit of Jameis yelling at him on the sideline after being targeted twice in the first drive and then basically banished after that, but did play 60% of the snaps in that game. Indianapolis, I mean, depending on how, you know, like what's going on there, but the Colts passing game is pretty interesting this week because it is against the Titans. T.Y. Hilton is questionable. Paris Campbell's on the short-term IR. Pascal played a bunch last week. Ashton Doolin, who's the dead man, actually played 63% of the snaps last week. You know, got four targets. I don't even think he caught a pass, but, you know, if we're really trying to scrape the bottom there. And probably the biggest cheap wide receiver that has to be discussed this week is, I don't know if he's cheap, but he's cheap relative to what his projection is, which is what do you do with T. Higgins at 5,200, 15 yards last week or 15 targets. You could argue a little bit of prayer yards going on with him, but I mean, $5,200 T. Higgins against the Jets. Pete, what do you do?
Yeah, I'm fine going back to T. Higgins, especially with Jamar Chase's price getting up there. And if those ownerships are similar, which it seems like they could be, I mean, man, taking the, what is that? A $2,500 discount there, $2,300. Right. That seems prudent.
Yeah, it does.
Tuttle, any other cheap wide receivers that you like this week?
Not super cheap, like the Keenan Allen range. I think is where a lot of ownership is going to come.
The Keenan Allen, like I already know what happens. I play Keenan Allen in cash. He gets
Mike Williams goes off.
he gets 3 for 30 on the first drive, and then Herbert remembers that Mike Williams is on his team and he disappears. Like, and I'm on the Gilcast Sunday night with Nate and Sammy, like, this guy burns me again. Like, it's just, I can see it already playing out.
Godwin's going to be extreme chalk, right?
Yes.
This is a Soccer Dave special. Cortland Sutton around the same price point. That Washington secondary is terrible. Sutton won't have any ownership. I don't think at all. I do want to say, I don't think like people are going to be like, well, if Godwin's going to be chalk, just play Mike Evans.
No, or, the people never play anymore. Mike Evans, dude.
They do.
I mean, Godwin was 2.5 Evans ownership last week.
Yeah. But that's like the popular people, like that's the popular pivot.
So what, sure. So what you're saying is Tyler Johnson, OJ Howard season in tournament?
No, I'm not. I can't. It's like Brady double stacks are going to get steamed, right? Right, Pete?
Yeah, I was just going to mention Tyler Johnson with Antonio Brown out again. He looks like the only guy way down there at 3,100 who he only had two targets last week, but with as much as they spread the ball around, and if Fournette and Godwin become chalk, and who knows what happens with Gronk in his ownership as well.
He's gonna play.
Yeah. No, I meant with I, oh, yeah, I yeah, think yeah, he's gonna I play you, too. But yeah, I mean, OJ Howard and Tyler Johnson could be the nice salary relief there.
So
1K.
They're very into padding Brady's stats. Like we saw it last week. They tried so
100%. Yeah, I mean, you know, Leonard Fournette, I wish you would have caught that last touchdown pass, but you are 100% correct, Dan. They are padding his stats. He's in the game up 20 points in the fourth quarter. Like, they are 100% doing this. I said this in like week three, they're chasing the 2013 Manning season. They want Brady to beat that season.
Okay, some chance to pump your bags, Peter, with Terrace Marshall at 3.2K. You aggressively targeting him for GPPs this season. Or I'll give you another one, Laviska Shenault at 4.7K against Seattle.
Visca's a play.
I've been so bad about pumping my Terrace Marshall bags these days. You know, I have access to this massive, you know, email
like
newsletter.
You right.
Yeah, you know, I'm just completely I need to get him back in the subject line here and really pump my bags again, Kitchen. Terrace Marshall was not on my radar. Laviska, rest in peace. I don't know. He hasn't been on my radar for this week. I mean, even Marvin Jones at 5,900 looks way too expensive.
No, that's the thing, dude. Visca, 10 targets in the Miami game.
10 targets last week.
He didn't.
I know.
Well, it wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. But this
is
the thing.
But it wasn't a main slate.
The Seattle defense is so bad that you like this game. If this game just gets weird via like a defensive touchdown, like anything weird that causes these offense to have to try and do anything other than run, because that's what both these offenses want to do, right? I mean, Pete Carroll is like Alex Collins and Rashad Penny, like, let's go. But if anything weird happens and these teams have to pass, the defenses are so bad that I actually think, you know, 6,800 DK Metcalf, 4,700 Laviska Shenault, $2,800 Damar. Like these are plays, if this gets a slight uptick in volume in any way, could end up being really good.
It's just hard. I feel so burned down. And beaten up by
it does
Visca.
Especially because all the Visca haters, they every time anything happens, like where if he drops a pass or like it just it's unbearable the Visca takes are it's just like he dropped a pass on third down from Trevor Lawrence and you would have thought that he like set the city of London on fire. It was unbelievable.
Okay, any love for Calvin Ridley this week?
The field is going to love Calvin Ridley, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, 6,600. He's going to
6. Yeah.
Yeah, I assume him and Godwin are going to soak up a ton of ownership. And Keenan, that range right there, 64, 65, 6,600. Those three, I think, are going to end up being pretty popular.
6,900 for AJB has regained. Oh,
will DK Metcalf be under 1% owned, Pete? Will DK Metcalf be literally under 1% owned?
No, because he had that big touchdown on prime time this week, and that'll instill enough confidence. What did he only? He had three targets that game, though.
I thought just two.
to maybe just two targets, but of course he takes one to the house. So we don't get the sub 1%. It'll probably be 5%.
I will probably play Metcalf over AJ Brown on one team and end up just absolutely hating it. Just being like, wow, I am the dumbest person to live.
Just to when stick he gets it to Kitchen.
No, just because $6,800 DK Metcalf, it's like, I don't care, dude. Like, make Mike White his quarterback. I'm still buying.
All right.
Dude, Mike White, check down king.
Yeah. I think it was 19 combined targets for the two running backs.
Michael Carter.
Yeah, and Ty Johnson.
Yeah, you missed the actual vomit punt play at running back, which is Michael Carter.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Should have given you opportunity to say that. Sorry. All right. on FanDuel, Steph Diggs, 7,300, just an automatic jam in. And speaking of FanDuel, we're going to make a lineup right now. FanDuel.com.
Kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Roto Grinder single entry series is back.
It is back. You know, do your job awesome for you. You know what's awesome about the single entry series? Tuttle, you know what's awesome about the single entry series?
It's only single entry.
Yeah, that's cool. It's got the scoreboard and stuff.
It's got the scoreboard and stuff. No, you win a trip to the live final. Not only is it the prizes, but you actually win a trip to the live final. So that would be the take. But yes, only one. It's like that's Dan used to call it the silver bullet. DB used to call it the silver bullet. And it's really was just a single bullet. But yeah, single entry series there, Roto Grinders. Find that on FanDuel.com. In fact, I might even enter this right now in the single entry series.
I think you should. Please don't do Bimbro.
Dude, that'd be so wild if you did that.
Crazy.
So Peter, we start with you first last time, so we'll start with Davis this time.
Okay.
I am gonna go with an it looks very underpriced Alvin Kamara at 8,400. Alvin Kamara beneath Najee Harris seems wrong. Tuttle.
TJ Hockenson.
Wow, how the mighty have fallen. How is he so cheap? Oh, never mind. I just scrolled past him. I didn't expect him to be 6,200. I looked at Hunter Henry and I was like, surely he's got to be below Hunter Henry.
How did he fall all the way to the third highest priced playable tight end?
That was on me.
Okay. It's okay. We forgive you. You're up, Peter.
Yeah, Davis mentioned this guy in the running back portion. Let's do Eli Mitchell over here at 5,800.
Yes. Yeah, he is a much better play on FanDuel since he's not getting that passing down work.
It's like the one thing David knows about the fantasy landscape. Well,
why don't you read a Stealing Signals article for once in your life and be a professional? Okay.
It's on you, Dave.
It's up to me. We've got Kamara, we got Mitchell. You guys are kind of forcing my hand.
What? Jonnu in the flex?
No, I'm going to go, since I'm not going to play the big dog here. He's 10.5. I'm going to go with AJ Brown.
Took a lot of restraint for you to wait this long to get a Titan in the lineup.
Well, it's just amazing how much more, like, you know, obviously Derrick Henry is this amazing fantasy player, but he's so contentious because of everything he represents. Everyone loves AJ Brown. Literally not one person will ever say anything bad about AJ Brown. And David could align his brand so much more strongly with AJ Brown and be so beloved, but instead he's made it this like antagonistic Derrick Henry thing, which is just interesting.
I'm on team AJ Brown. Peter and I were some of the first guys on AJB.
In the super flex, not super flex, no, this was fake, like, rookie mock draft.
No, this was.
Weren't there
like
supposed
when
to be
Peter,
props coming?
When Peter was getting his wings on the show, we both flag planted AJ Brown, and this was his rookie year. And
that was back when I saw a career of opportunity on the horizon for AJ Brown.
It was the opportunity season. And you seized it, and look at you now. Sorry. So we got Kamara, Mitchell, Brown, Hockenson. Davis, you're up.
So I guess that we need a quarterback here. Who's left that we can, man, it is brutal on FanDuel in terms of setting up stats.
It's really not.
We'll go Joe Burrow, and I'll let Pete or Tuttle select the Bengals wide receiver.
It's back to Tuttle.
You can take Chase or T or Boyd. Or whoever
if
you want
to take somebody else.
Thank you, Davis.
Just scrolling, looking at some pricing here.
Yep.
This is a good.
You just know if you scroll FanDuel long enough, you'll find someone mispriced by 20%. So you just gotta wait for your brain to recognize it.
Oh, this is an ugly one, but I kind of want to do it.
Do it.
Jalen Reagor is the TJ Hockenson bring back.
Wow.
That's gross, man.
55.
Don't you know about Quez Watkins, bro?
All right. You guys really forced my hand here. I'll do T. Higgins.
T. Sisson.
6,200 left.
He is so much. No, we don't even have a defense, so we can play literally anyone we want here. We can play Higgins, the
there. You would go with 9,000. Like if you played the Washington football team again, you could have 9,000. So that would be Najee, Eckler, Taylor. You go.
We could play Cooper Kupp and just totally punt defense and take the Dolphins or the Jets.
Or what if you went Chase?
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we love that. Chase.
And then you had enough for 4,200 or below defense. Tampa Bay.
Wow. We do love to see it. Revenge game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense on Jameis for making their asses hustle so much by throwing so many interceptions.
Kitchen, will you just, full transparency, let everyone know if you are entering this in one of the Roto Grinder single entry series?
Yeah, no, I'll think about it. Maybe the $5 Sunday NFL spike, which you can see as the RG logo presented by Roto Grinders.
Kitchen will be winning anywhere from 2 to 10 figures on this lineup.
Depending on how you count the after the decimals.
The decimals. All right. Tight ends. Who wants to put $25 on Arnold versus Janu?
Me.
Okay. Imagine fading a ball in the hands guy. Literally what Arlovsky said he is. A ball in the hands guy. Get him the ball. Let him make the yak afterwards. So, all right.
You know what? Sometimes it's like I stare at all these numbers and these projections and I look at sim results. And it's like I could just turn on notification for Dan Orlovsky's Twitter feed and just be that much better of a player.
Okay. All right. So for being honest, there are certain flag plants that you know what you do, right? Like if you like a player, you want to see what other people are saying about him. You type in the name, you search by latest on Twitter. Davis, you know how to search on Twitter, right? You're down with the advanced Twitter searches.
I mean, I'm one of the champions of the advanced Twitter search to embarrass my enemies.
Right. So when I
by the way, I've been I just need to drop this on the show. I've been saving up the April 22nd, 2019 Clyde Edwards-Helaire tweets for all the people I don't like. So if you have wronged me and you have CEH first round draft takes, just, I want everyone to know I've got them all screenshot and ready for the next time you annoy me.
I actually thought about you, on Sunday when Dante Pettis scored a touchdown.
I know. I thought of you when he scored too. I'm not even
kidding. You jinxed him. Yeah. You jinxed him.
Look at you two men think of each other, but not just reaching out with a nice little text message.
men will literally pick up Dante Pettis in fantasy football instead of going to therapy.
Do you remember like before the season, Davis was in this mindset of it doesn't take anything extra to be nice to somebody.
Yeah.
And now he's just waiting to unleash his Clyde Edwards-Helaire tweets on all of his enemies.
Yeah, no, it literally costs nothing to extract revenge on your enemies.
It literally costs nothing to search for Clyde Edwards-Helaire and names of your enemies on advanced Twitter search.
Davis, that sounds like a gathering in negativity, and I would like no part.
I haven't started doing it yet. I will only use it in retaliation.
Okay. Any other tight ends you like this week, Peter, other than Dan Arnold?
Let's see here. It is a very gross tight end slate. I think Jared Cook in Justin Herbert doubles looked pretty interesting to me. I think Higbee, again, will always be in play with the other Rams chalk. I mean, Gesicki and Noah Fant are glorified wide receivers, so I think they're in play. Yeah, that's about it.
Any Kyle Pitts love, Davis?
Yeah, I actually think that Kyle Pitts could be like a total slate breaker. Like 7 and 130 and 2 is totally in play for him here. And I think that he is a single entry 3-max play. The other thing was Ricky Seals-Jones still is like playing this absurd amount of playing time, 7, 6, and 9 targets in the games with no Logan Thomas. I mean, I know that 3,800 like doesn't make him a lock the way he was when he was 3,000, but I guess Curtis Samuel might come back this week, which would hurt him. But I do think RSJ is still in play.
Tuttle?
Yeah, I like Hockenson on FanDuel. We've talked about Goddard. Tyler Higbee's not a terrible option. But on DraftKings, yeah, I do think, as much as I hate it, it is Darnold or not Darnold, Arnold or Jonnu. I think you save at the position there.
Oh, look at Tuttle on board with that ball in the hands guy. All right, lots of love on the YouTube comments. Alvin Dimery, Fire Kitchen as the host. be a professional. Sad Kitchen has to teach these guys how to voluntarily give takes. Be a professional, the new tagline for Swolecast.
Be a professional?
Yeah, be a professional for once. So if you have any comments, leave them for us. Give us a thumbs up, please. We need it. We didn't get enough thumbs up last week, so give us
what's our goal. What's a good thumbs up goal for us?
Yeah, like we only got 150, and someone even commented like, how is this only getting 150? More people need to know about this. So
it's just like, I feel like the show's been going on long enough that if people were gonna find it, they would have found it.
No, like they're still finding it.
I'm going to be honest. It's going to be hard for this show to be picked up by the algorithm with its comment, combination of really bad comedy and really bad fantasy football takes. Like we either have to start being funnier or being better at fantasy. Like one of the two.
I don't know, Davis. What I see for this show is opportunity. And I think the rest of this season presents a lot of opportunity for growth in the Swolecast.
Remember when we did a really serious show last year for like 5 minutes? We should try and do that again next week. Just be like,
we literally just did that.
Next week is our Halloween show, so yeah, maybe the week after.
And then we got to get our Thanksgiving show in, obviously.
We have to do the drunk Wednesday Thanksgiving show.
Tuttle's not gonna do it anymore. I think it was the rope show last year. Time.
Total. I don't know if my body can take that show again.
Fine. I'll get hammered for the people that.
Maybe I'll take a trip down to Illinois where I can get some edibles and stuff, and we'll go that route.
Oh, I mean, it's, how could you get any lower energy on the show, though, is the thing? Like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Tuttle needs the chill on the show. All right. So if you have any comments for us, like last week, this show will be off the rails in a matter of no time. SMH last week and week 4 is probably the best we'll ever see. I need to be the producer. That was for Major One-on-One. So leave us some positive. We need some positive positive vibes this week. Tuttle, did you give your terrible take?
No.
Do you want to say Brandon Bolden to make Kitchen feel better?
Do you have a terrible take?
I'm just going to go with Sam Darnold. Bounce back.
Okay.
Pretty good.
All right. Davis, final thoughts?
Generational wealth with 3% owned DK Metcalf. That's all I got.
Okay. And Peter?
I hope everyone bonks this week. I hope they bonk hard. I hope that there's many decimals in your future.
Six to eight figs, men, and we're good. And I would like to
five or six figs.
Yeah, I would like to say, as the one of the sole professionals of the show, I would just like to say, I appreciate all the love, all the feedback that we get. And in life, there are times where opportunity is there, and all you have to do is grab it. It's opportunity season, and we'll see you next week, week 8, here on Swolecast and RotoGrinders.com.